Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Welcome to Flapping Gabs with Anna and Tara. We are back for more
fun. We are back.
Yes.
And I think, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I just remember the last podcast you were talking about how you've got a big birthday coming up. Okay, can I just school you on something, Boo-Boo?
Uh-huh, please.
There are a couple birthdays that I think are big, right? 30 is a big one.
Okay.
40 is a big one.
Okay.
And 50.
All right.
Is this birthday any one of those?
No.
Okay, so why is it a big birthday in your mind? You said that like three times,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I know. And it's been on my mind ever since my last birthday, because I'm like, I can't believe next year I'm going to be...
Oh, shit.
35!
So 35 is considered a big birthday.
I think
how
most women would consider it a big...
34 or 36? So next year, are you going to say you have a big birthday?
No.
Why?
I think 35 is somewhat of a landmark age.
Why?
Because I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I don't think that I am, on every sort of, what do you call it? Not the census, any sort of census that I see, any sort of diagnostic test, any sort of anything about demographics in general. It seems like they typically divide, you know, it might be 16 to 24, 24 to 35 or to 34. And then 35 like starts a new like demographic of women, 35 and over or like 35 and or under 35.
So that in and of itself is what makes you think this is a big
one. Well, it's anything I think that ends in a zero or a five is typically like a more significant birthday, whether it be 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
So do you think 39 is going to be a big birthday for you?
No, and neither will 40. I don't know if I want to celebrate.
So we
got
to get away from this numbers game.
Right? I know.
It's bullshit.
I know.
Got to.
You're right,
and you're programming yourself to think like that.
I know, and I don't want to.
And it's going
to
predetermine how you. I'm telling you.
I know you're right.
It's going to predetermine your life.
Mm-hmm. And I don't. And it's funny because I have a lot of my friends are older than me, and
like me.
You're one of them, but I have other friends who are in their 50s, and when they...
What you talking about, bitch?
Oh, sorry. Not you, but other friends that are older, and they happen to be in their 50s. Not you. Not you. Let's move on. Let's talk about me.
Thank you. Didn't I tell you I didn't want to talk about age?
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
We're going to have our first lover's fight right
on
now.
On the air. You're going to witness
it. Knock your teeth out.
I'm so sorry.
God.
Please don't hate me.
Anyway...
But
so let's go on. Okay, so you got a big birthday, blah, yeah. blah, blah. You know what I'm doing?
Yes.
That this whole air motion, like BFD. Uh-huh. So let's talk about what you're going to do on
yes.
your birthday.
Yes, let's talk about
that.
Are you
guys seriously got big plans?
We do. I think we will be getting on a plane and heading to
what?
A different part of the country. Yes.
Really? Oh, so this is a little travel trip.
Yes, with my spouse. Oh, we were thinking about traveling to...
With the mister, huh?
Yes, with traveling to Denver, I think, is where we want to go.
Hey,
Colorado.
The Mile High City.
Yes, so
how
I'm thinking Denver. Now, have I asked the people that I'm going to be staying with, probably, if I can stay with them?
Oh, wait, you're staying with people?
Not yet. I asked, here's the thing. I have two contacts.
I don't want to stay with people.
Well, I also don't like spending money because I'm Jewish, so there's
okay,
that, too.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't just say that.
It's true, though. So I have two contacts in Colorado. One in Denver and one in Boulder, and they're about 30
when
minutes apart.
When you say contacts, what's a contact?
One friend is from Australia that I met, and I know him and his wife, and I met one kid. They've now had a second kid, but they have a big house, and they're in the mountains, and they've invited me before. So I reached out to them, and I have not heard back yet, which is a little bit alarming,
okay,
and I'm
so
pretty sure he's seen
answer.
The message. Right. And then the second one was my roommate in college, and I'm actually going to see her in about 2.5 weeks at a wedding that we both know the people getting married in Tampa. So she's going to come out for that. So I'm thinking maybe I could stay with her because she lives in Denver.
No, you got to get a hotel room.
You got to get a hotel
yes.
room?
Yes. I'm telling you, I got travel points. I will hook you up as your birthday. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be the Ritz-Carlton.
No.
That's where I'll stay.
You don't...
But I will get you a room. You are not staying with... First of all, if this is a special occasion.
Right.
You finding Blitz, you guys becoming best friends. Now you guys are dating. Things are progressing. This is like your first trip away together,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to stay with people, man.
You're right.
That sucks.
You're right.
So I'm serious. When we get done, let's look at some rooms.
Okay.
I mean, you probably aren't required to like your expectations of a hotel room aren't like the Ritz, right?
No. And we were
looking
at hotels.
Would you be happy at like a Marriott Courtyard?
I was looking at motels
no,
and stuff.
No, I will not. You are my little sister. Absolutely not.
I mean, we could definitely, you know, between
that's
the two of us
my
afford
gift to you.
But I don't, no, you're not going to pay it. For, please don't
just
do that.
Let's move on.
But we do, I was thinking about what I wanted to do for the birthday, and I did want to see some friends, like old friends, because that always makes me really happy.
Of course.
Because you harp
it's
on times.
Feeling, man.
You see each other. It's like it was just yesterday that you were, you know, I was in Australia, or we were in college, we get fucked up, whatever
it's
the case may be.
Very fulfilling.
It feels really, really good in the heart. So I wanted to see some friends, and I've never really been to Colorado outside of the airport.
Place.
So I've definitely wanted to
Are
go.
You guys like thinking about, so it's going to be probably a long weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do, obviously you want to do like hiking and
Yes,
exploring.
Hiking is going to be the primary focus, I think, of the trip. I would like to do that. So Blitz has been talking about wanting to go to the mountains. And I'm like, la la. Why are we gonna? He wants to like drive somewhere. I'm like, I don't want to fucking drive to the mountains. That's far. So we're gonna fly. We're gonna fly to the mountains. So
and
that's
you need
fine.
A rental car. So I got that. I'm
You're
serious.
The best.
I'm like planning your trip.
I know. But I talked to a cousin actually over the weekend who also ditched the family reunion that we both missed out on. He got COVID, so he had a legit. Reason, but I didn't. But he ended up going to Rocky Mountain National Park and going hiking and just randomly started sending me photos because I reached out to him, asked him, you know, how he was doing. And he's like, you'd love it out here. You should check it out. And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, mountains, birthday, Colorado,
perfect.
Hiking,
spouse.
Yeah, spouse. I'm like, shit. So I brought up to Blitz. He was like, that's a great idea. I'd love to go to Colorado. I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we were thinking about Key West, but now I think we're turning the plane around
yeah.
and heading west.
Because, hey, I mean, we are lucky in living in Florida because I feel like we have so, you know, tropical paradise.
Yes.
And the Caribbean is an hour to an hour and a half flight.
Yeah.
We can be almost
really close.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
The Keys, you know, quick flight. that's something I think more realistic in your backyard. Mm-hmm. The mountains, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Go somewhere different.
And it's different. It's different. And I want to, I would love to go hike. Like, I would love to incorporate some, like, physical activity into the vacation.
That
would be really cool.
That's what we did in San Diego. We hiked the
whole
time.
Be outside, be one with nature. You always feel better when you get outside anyway.
It's the best medicine ever.
It really isn't to have, like, the backdrop
and your mood,
of, like,
yeah, and elevates. I think the weather should be awesome.
Yeah, May, perfect. Because it was a little bit snowy, but he said it was, like, deceivingly warm. And he's there now, so in a month it'll be warmer.
Yeah, it usually is. Yeah, you guys thinking of staying, like, in Denver or
Well, I was thinking about staying with a friend at least one night. Like, the first night, hang out in Denver for a day, see the city. I've never seen it. And then I was thinking we would drive to the national park and post up somewhere close to there so we can get up early and just get to hiking.
Nice.
Like, that would be my plan.
And he's totally into outdoors.
Yeah.
You guys
should
do a little white water rafting.
Do they have that there?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
So we're looking at a partner's trip. It's crazy that you said that. Every September, we all go with our spouses.
And you went to Bar Harbor
Went to Bar Harbor.
That was in September?
Yeah. Can you believe it? It's been almost, I feel like it was 5 minutes ago, right? I've been traveling a lot.
That's
lately.
Ridiculous. I honestly thought that was in February.
No, that was San Diego. That was our wedding anniversary trip.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
so
was
September
in September.
Was Bar Harbor.
That's crazy.
I'll show you Acadia National Park, which is amazing.
I did look into that actually for my birthday trip because you suggested it.
But we want to maximize our time because we just do like a Wednesday to Sunday. So we're looking at somewhere. Bar Harbor did not have direct flights.
No, they did
not.
So it was
a pain.
I checked. Yeah.
Definitely worth it. I'm glad we did. But we're looking at flying somewhere direct, somewhere outdoors, because that's all of us are into the same stuff.
Right.
And we're looking at like resorts outside of Denver.
Oh, wow.
The one we really want to go to is on the, it's like on the border of Utah and Colorado. And it's like a 4-5 hour drive. As much as we want to go, it's not worth it. So we're trying to
4 or 5 hour drive from where you're going to fly
Denver.
In?
Yeah. There's no easy way to get there. So we're looking at Colorado too, but in September. So we're hoping it's
look at that.
Yeah. Maybe we can, compare notes. So the birthday trip, everything's planned. So when you guys like Playhouse, are you guys, you're not having the issue of, okay, we work together. And then is it like an every night you guys do dinner or kind of like what's
No. So
that's cool.
We've made
pact?
Not a pact. Not diligent. What's the word I'm looking for? Like a purposeful. It'll come to me in a second. Attempt to make sure that we spend time apart because
nice.
I want to have time to miss him. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to be living
to be
on top of each other, especially right at the beginning of a relationship. We work together. You know, I spend pretty much every weekend with him.
Sure.
There are days like today where, we finish work, we go to the gym, we eat dinner, and then we're here. And then, that's like a 12, 13 hours of just being together. Well, he's in the other room right now, but we're still kind of together. So, we make a concerted effort.
You didn't just,
that's what I'm trying to say.
There you go. You didn't just like jump right in, play in house.
No. I like to learn secondhand from everybody else's mistakes. So whether it be my parents and lack of communication or whether it be friends, close friends that are codependent and start dating and then all of a sudden they go from I just met you to you're meeting my family in 2 weeks and we're going on vacation together.
That's crazy.
That is also not healthy. So I like to take things slow, as everybody knows. But, now we're in a relationship, which is fine if we spend an extra day, no problem. But last week on Friday, we spent... I didn't go over to his house. I had brunch with the girls. My friends are very important to me. I don't want to abandon my friends. And it's not like I'm doing them a favor by hanging out with them. Like, I do truly enjoy spending time with my friends, especially my girlfriends. So, and
that's
he's very
good.
Cool about that, obviously. I'm not doing anything crazy.
Blitz has always kind of like done his own thing.
He does.
And
it's funny.
Cool.
I've asked him about like friends and his past and here's the thing. He's not a drinker. So it's funny because you talk to men now
I like that
are around our age. Yeah. That when you talk about them and their male friends, what are they doing? Watching, drinking a beer at the bar, watching the game or
whatever. That's it. Yep.
So if you are not really into sports, and Blitz knows a decent amount about sports, but he's not like a rabid sports fan.
Right. He's not like in a bad mood if his team doesn't win or not a complete dick.
So why would he be at a bar watching a game that he doesn't want to watch, drinking drinks he doesn't want to drink? So
are you cool with dating somebody who doesn't drink? Because you like to drink, don't
you? I mean,
you?
He'll have a drink here and there, and I'm not a huge drinker anymore. I'll have like two, and I'm kind of a little fucked up, but that's nothing crazy. But it's definitely not a part of my daily routine. I don't need a glass of wine at the end of the night, so I'm
trying
a clean and sober life lately.
I know it's kind of off topic. I know we're talking about you and Blitz, but that kind of sparked something. Have you noticed lately, like, this big push for... Like, the big thing is now a lot of people are sober. Like, they had, like, sober, what was it, sober October.
Or, like, dry January.
Yeah, dry. Like, have you noticed that? Or are people just talking about it more? Because I feel like everyone...
Like, trying to detox themselves.
Yeah, I feel like now everybody is talking, which I'm not a drinker, so I think it's great. Either way, I don't care. But I feel like so many people, I didn't realize so many people that...
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Drink so much.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had no idea.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Idea. And even some of my friends, they're like, yeah, every night I would go home and I would have 2 or 3 glasses
of wine. Like pre-pandemic? Like pre-pandemic stuff or... It's like they got in a bad habit during the pandemic.
I think both. I think pre-pandemic, they dabbled. They'd have at least a glass of wine every night. And then pandemic was like 3 or 4. And now everyone's like trying to get their shit together. And I'm like, God, I didn't know I knew so many drunks.
Yeah.
I feel like so many
everyone's
of my friends.
Lush. Right.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, and I get so much pressure still when we go to dinner, like with certain groups of friends. Like, I'm the asshole for not drinking.
Right.
People, like, get mad at you.
Oh, that's ridiculous. As long as you're fun, like, who cares?
I'm, like, crazy sober, right?
Yeah.
So imagine drinking. But that when you said Blitz doesn't drink and you're drinking less, it just, so many people I know are opening up about, yeah, man, I was really struggling and I realized I was having issues because of how much I was drinking. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, to me, and maybe I'm just more cognizant of it, but I feel like so many of my friends were like, full-blown borderline drunks.
Now, I don't want to give him too much credit because I was slowing down the drinking significantly before we even got together.
Trying to give my boy props.
Yeah, no, he didn't really slow me down. I was
But do you find that a lot of your friends drink a lot?
Yes, but it's just kind of something they've always done, being in social circle. Not every night, but anytime they would go out, there was like a lot of drinking.
Every night.
Yeah, no. Like, I know a few people who do that, but not
and
many.
And like crazy successful people.
Yeah.
Like doctors, lawyers, like people that have their own businesses. I'm like, what? Like every single night.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Being drunk is a treat for me, but it's not something that I even crave. It's not like I have to hold myself back every day.
Oh,
it's
like I have friends.
I'll save myself up for a brunch with the girls and have a few drinks, but for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I won't touch a drop of alcohol.
And you're not thinking about it.
No, I don't want
it. I have friends that are like, oh my God, I can't wait till it's Friday because I'm going to, as soon as I get home, I'm like, really? Like, that's what you're looking forward to?
No, not at all. No, yeah, I've never been that bad ever,
I've been a mess. I don't know what it is, and it's crazy because I don't drink.
Mm. So, but did you ever, like, I'm sure.
I was social.
I was fucking out of control when I was in college, but everybody was out of control, and so it was hard to gauge that there was a problem, and there wasn't a problem. It was just, I was a kid.
That's what you do.
It's like 18 to 21, you're fucking out of control.
Because you're away from home.
Yeah.
Get to party.
Everybody's drinking.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
But I wasn't out of control.
I was a little, I was out of control.
I drank every weekend, for
sure. I drank.
And you drink to get drunk in college.
I was binge drinking 2 to 3 nights a week every weekend for 4 years.
Wow.
I can name on like one hand the times I didn't go out.
Hook.
Yes.
Kicking it out?
No, I wasn't. I was a virgin. I was like the biggest tease ever because I dressed like a slut, but wasn't one.
Okay.
But I really wanted people to think that I was a slut.
What?
Yes. It was a weird fucking.
Why am I just learning this?
I know. It was
you
just this weird
to think
complex.
You were a slut.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Because I was a square. And so I just wanted people, and everybody around me was a fucking whore. So I didn't want people to think I was weird and inexperienced.
So
I would dress not like the sluttiest girl you've ever seen.
I mean, like, were you rocking in tube tops and like thigh high boots?
No, but I was wearing like, it's really funny because I was thinking about this today, but I would wear like the shortest shorts, like jean shorts. My ass was a lot smaller, so I could get away with a little bit more without
like
him
Daisy
hanging
Dukes.
Out. Daisy Dukes. I would wear a tube top, but like not midriff showing. And I would wear like my go-to, my bread and butter was just black heels.
You wore heels?
Yes, every weekend. Black heels.
I can't see that.
Daisy Dukes and like either a tube top or like a tank top.
Were guys like trying to come on to you when were you?
Yeah, I had a lot of people who were, you know, around, you know, and stuff like that. And I remember one time I asked a male friend of mine who was a neighbor, and I was like, how many guys do you think I've been with? And he like looked me up and down, and I was like, what do you think? And he's like, I think you've been with 7 guys. I must have been 20 at the time. And I go, that's interesting, because I'm a virgin. And he's like, what the fuck, you're a weirdo. Like, you know, and exactly what, but he was a good enough friend where it was fine that I didn't
and
care that he thought I was a
weirdo.
And
you literally asked him, how many guys do you think I've been with?
Yeah, because I think we were talking about it like as a
collective. Yeah, that's a question I try to avoid. So
yeah,
that's
but isn't that interesting? Because I wanted people to think that I was more experienced because I didn't have any experience. So I thought, you know, and I also was just young and I like hot and wanted to dress like a slut. Like, this is what
you're
you do.
You're still young and hot.
Thank you. Thank you. But when I was really young.
Never really seen you dress like a slut.
I know. But
you have pics? I want to see this.
Yeah, I have pics I can send you. But I wanted people to think that I was just a slut like everybody else. I just wanted to fit in.
Like everybody. That's great.
I went
goals.
To UC Santa Barbara. UCSB stands for like the University of Casual Sex and Beer. Like
I'm
that is what
sure, yeah.
It was
for
a
sure.
insane,
Kick It Out Wide Fest.
Yes. We lived like on the beach, cliffs. Like it was a party every weekend. We were actually just in the news.
Bang Fest.
Lots
just
of. Yeah. Yeah. And I was going out every weekend.
STDs. And shit.
A lot of STDs. Ugh. I never caught any because I wasn't fucking or anything.
That's
I know
true.
You can get it from other stuff, but I was fine. And
you wanted people to think you were slutty.
I wouldn't say slutty, but I wanted them to think I had experience. Like that was a little bit
and
of a mind fuck.
Shift? When did you decide that you didn't want to start like dress slutty anymore?
Well, I think I just always I liked going out and like looking hot because there was like no in between. And I've heard a lot of people when I was on Instagram like talk about this. Like there's no in between. You either look like, you know, a homeless person. Like mm-hmm. I would dress like a fucking hobo. Mm-hmm. And then Friday and Saturday night, I was dressed like a hook.
Yeah. Something, you know what I mean? Out, yeah.
So, but then I would come home and it's not like my date. Like I dress like this to class
would
with like a hoodie.
Would you wear makeup and stuff?
Not real. Not, oh, when I went out, yeah. But not like at, on, you know, in campus or right. anything like that when I would go to class or anything.
So it was like your alter ego.
Yes. It was like I wanted people to know that like I was like hot. And you have to understand like everybody was dressing this way. So okay. it wasn't like I was anything special.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
was
a sorority
because
chick.
Everyone
no.
was,
if anything, okay. I was like underdressed.
It was like whores are us.
Yeah. It was
so
crazy.
So when did you change? When did you decide you didn't want to dress like a whore anymore?
I mean, I would say up until like pretty recently, I was even now I like go out sometimes if rarely.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like to
I'll wear shorts or I'll wear like a little like crop top or something like that. But I usually the heels is really what puts everything over, because if you're dressing like short shorts and a tube top with sneakers, then it's like you're athletic and cute. But then once you put on the heels or the boots, now
yeah,
you're like a hook.
Every time I wear a tube top with sneakers, people always say that. Yeah, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, but I just wanted people to, I just wanted to blend.
What do you think about somebody who works in corporate America, but dresses like that, like a hook?
At work?
Yeah.
How does that, I mean,
have you ever worked? No, you've never really worked. Because I've worked in corporate America a lot.
Uh-huh.
And there, it blows my mind how there is, now, more casual is more, you know, business casual, and you know, people work from home and,
right.
you know, wearing joggers and, you know, that's kind of the norm now. Mm-hmm,
like, alpha, oh my God, athletic leisure wear.
Right.
Whatever the combination of that word is, yeah.
But back in the day, I mean, you would have to dress up, like you'd have jeans Friday.
Yeah.
Right? And then every other day was dress pants or a skirt or a dress.
Right.
And
blouse.
every crowd, without fail, there was always a girl who should not have been dressing this way, who would wear just like the most revealing,
sexy.
I mean,
distracting.
Who dressed like you did in college?
Well, I mean, she probably had more of a business attire.
I've seen it. I've even seen girls get written up for their dress cut. Like, what would make a girl think? You know, regardless of what your body. If you have a banging mm-hmm. body, wouldn't you be embarrassed walking into a company like with
yes.
your tits hanging out?
Yes, I would, which is, yeah, why I'm not.
Without fail in mm-hmm. every crowd, I will see, or I'll go to a business and, you know, whether it's the front office girl or person, I should say, or regardless, I'm always like, what in the...
Especially in a sober environment, that would be very uncomfortable. Like if I'm dressed like a slut at
a club, right?
Whatever. That's
after work, but
that's the outfit. But
I mean,
at work,
without fail,
no.
I'll even go into businesses and I'm thinking, what in full blown stripper heels, cleavage just hanging out.
No,
and I'm like, but what? I want to know, like, the psychology behind what would make a woman think that. Like
they like that attention, obviously.
But
you know?
There's, you know, I've seen classy, sexy,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you have a nice little suit or whatever. But I don't know, man. I just.
If that's how they've always gotten attention, that's all, you know, that's what they know. You know, we've been lucky, I'll speak for myself. I've been lucky where I can kind of fall back on other stuff to
have you dialed
make me
down
feel
the
valid.
Slut wear? Have you dialed it down?
I don't remember the last time I wore slut wear, but I gave up on heels after the pandemic. I think that was a big thing.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, I just gave up. Now trying them on and wearing, I'm like, this is inefficient
and
it hurts. And
it's horrible for your back long term. So is Blitz the kind of guy that which I already know the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, okay, I want you to wear this heel. I like it when you wear this. And why aren't you wearing makeup? And
I can't even imagine those words coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, me either.
No.
But have you ever been with guys who are like that?
No. I mean, they wouldn't pick me, obviously, if I'm dressed like a schlub every day.
No,
you know what I mean?
You used to dress like a slut.
Well,
though.
I know, but I mean, even then I was dressing like a hobo. It was just Friday and Saturdays between the hours of like 8 and midnight. I was dressed like a, you know, but again, it wasn't so outrageous. And also you can get away with a lot more as a small chested girl.
True.
Because when it's like, I could wear low cut, like I would wear, I had a vest that I would wear, and it would just cover here, but it didn't look slutty because there's no cleavage. There's right. nothing. It's just like, it just came down low. You could see my rib cage because I was like fucking really skinny.
Did you wear a bra?
No.
Okay. Have you noticed like this, like no one wears a bra? Like,
yes. We've like, talked about that on the show, actually.
It's
like small chested girls not wearing bras. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
It's like,
and
the
you
new
see
thing.
The nips through the shirt. They don't,
it's
they
like
it.
Thing.
I know.
I've
said
it.
That to Blitz. I'm like, this is kind of cool. Maybe I should. I don't know, mate. But
would
I don't.
You, that's where I'm going.
I would maybe rock it, but I also, I mean, I don't want to run into anybody that I know.
Would you rock it like in Colorado? That would be the place.
Yeah, it's going to be really cold and really nipply. So maybe that's the place to kind of show it
I
off.
I can't wait to hear about your trip.
Yeah.
When you get back, are you going to? Okay, so
yes.
I got to hear. Obviously, if you stay with a friend, which hopefully won't happen, if I can help. And two, if you're, I need the pictures. I need to see if you really did it.
Did dress like a, oh, of the, okay. I thought you wanted
rockin'
slut pictures.
No,
which
no.
I'll send you those too.
I'm not
too.
A weirdo.
I'll send you the slut pictures of 2008.
I'm not a total weirdo.
Well,
no,
I
think so would you
funny.
Rock no bra?
Yeah, I often do, especially if there's like a built-in bra, but like absolutely no bra. I've never done that in public before.
Okay,
but I would be open to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be open to it. I think it's a sexy look. And it's mostly small-chested girls that are doing it.
Yeah, I could never do that.
Yeah.
Even when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah. Okay,
even
so you developed early.
I was the first girl to wear a bra in my class.
So was I. And I was afraid that I was going to have... I got my period at 11. I started getting tits probably 10, 11.
What?
And I thought... And they
How
were
do you
huge.
Get tits? What?
For a 10-year-old, but this they're the same size they are now.
Okay.
So it was disheartening because I was
so they
like,
came on early, but they did not progress.
Yeah, but because I was, you know, I was a kid and just kids are stupid. I thought if I start growing first, I'm going to be the biggest. That's what I thought. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to be, you know, a Z by the time we hit high school. Like I'm going to have the biggest tits. Well, I started growing in fifth grade, stopped growing in sixth grade.
I was going to say fifth and a half.
Yeah.
By the end of fifth grade.
I was behind the eight ball by seventh. So I was pretty lucky, but I did start first. So I was, you know, freaking out. I was like, oh shit.
Damn. I'm learning new things.
Probably about
you
the same
every day.
Height, maybe a little 2 inches shorter. And like, I was tall for like a sixth grader, but again, didn't grow past 5'3".
Damn. Get you every
crazy.
Time.
I know. I think that may conclude tonight.
Yeah,
that,
it was interesting.
Pretty good.
I got some questions answered about Blitz.
Yes.
That was my goal.
My prior pretend slut days, because I was just a slut, you know, not on the street, but I was playing a slut on the street, but not actually a slut.
So that's called a tease.
A tease, yes. Mm-hmm. That was me. That was what I would do.
You're going on a trip for your... big birthday.
My
That's
big
not
birthday.
Your big birthday anymore.
Right.
We're
it's
not
just,
gonna
it's just
say
a
that.
Day. It's just a day.
It's
but
another day.
I'd like to go to do some hiking, see some beautiful mountains, and see some old friends.
Nice.
And smoke some weed.
Well, it is legal.
It
recreational.
Is. Exactly. Go to a dispensary, check it out.
All day.
Buy it like groceries. So I'm excited about that. But we will reconvene, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.